What up? And welcome back to another episode of Griffey Knows Best, baby.
That's right. Today is a special day because we got somebody back on the show that we haven't had on in a while. But before I formally introduce that schman, let me introduce this guy. He is a YouTube legend, a current YouTube superstar, the greatest pop collector of all time, the artist formerly known as Simfuckus, Justin. With his shirt off. Why you got your shirt off?
It's too fucking hot.
Well, when are you putting that air conditioner in?
I'm trying this weekend.
Yeah, because I'm supposed to be coming over there, so, like, you know, yeah. I'm not trying to sleep in a sauna.
I know.
Let's go. All right. Now, it is the return. Everybody look outside. Oh, my God, there's crows everywhere. Crows on the telephone poles. Crows on the trees. Crows on mailboxes. Crows flying everywhere because this guy is in the building. Some people call him Chromo. Some people call him Edgar Allan Moe, Attempted Murder Moe, Momo Poppins, the little Momo that could. This Moe goes by many Moes, but you could just call him Moe. Wow. Wow.
Let's go.
It's been so long.
It's been a while.
But let me tell you, it has not been a good couple of months for this man. It's been going down. It's been getting crazy. You're going to want to stick around to hear what's been going on. My man went blind. I mean, he's not blind now, but there was a big mishap. He entered the apartment from hell. We're going to get into that. But before we get into the hellish conditions of the last month, let's start with a little fun, okay? Now, happy Disability Pride Month, everybody. As you know, as everybody should know, it is July, which means it's Disability Pride Month. Are you proud to be disabled, Justin?
I'm proud.
Are you?
I am.
You sure?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Anyway, so it's Disability Pride Month. I should be proud, but I guess I'm not. Now, Disability Pride Month is, I'm disabled, so I should know what it's about, but I think it's about being proud to be disabled, okay? Now, a year ago, Crow was on Pastor's show, and this is some audio of what he thought Disability Pride Month was all about. Get ready for this.
I was going to do something for Disability Month, which technically is in October, which I knew was something odd going on. And apparently, it is a disability month, but for gays. So,
I don't know that it's indicating that it's.
They said Pride Pastor. There's no other.
I know, but I don't think it's for gay people with disabilities.
It literally says it in his name. I'm not losing my damn mind just now.
Hold on a second,
Pastor. Come on, read between the lines.
Wait a second. There's a description. Let's read the description.
Which
I'll probably read. Disability is more than just the physical or mental effects on the body. Disability is more than the pills you take or the doctors that you see. It's a part of who you are. However, a disability is not the only identity you have, of course. You may identify yourself by gender, race, height, and so on. All of your identities are important and have value.
Gay, as well as the gay part. This is for gay because Disability Month is in October. So, if you add in pride, we already know what pride is. I'm not gay.
All right. Well, I want you to go to New York City and to say that are all you gay during the Latino Pride Parade?
But that's what they're talking about. Because look, what are you talking about? Because October is already our day. So what is disability then?
It doesn't even mention sexuality.
It doesn't mention sexuality, but so what's the difference between October then, Pastor? Read that then. I'm giving you a headache. You're the one putting me on the spot.
It's National Disability Employment Awareness Month.
Okay. This is too much. I'm so confused now. This diversity is killing me. I don't think I want to be this diverse anymore.
Wow. Wow. What amazing audio. Wow. So you are aware now that It's not for gay disabled people.
I thought it was a gay disabled
thing. I mean,
I think that's one of my favorite ignorant moments I've ever had.
Let me tell you, I've been bugging Pasta for this audio for a year. For the whole year. Don't put your watch your thumb on the microphone, on the speaker there. I think that's what
moved
it's bouncing back. I've been bugging him for that audio for like a year now, and he finally sent it to me the other day, and I was like, perfect, finally, it's going to be right there for when Crow gets on the show. I mean, what's there to say? Yet an ignorant moment. I have many of them, but it was hilarious. Justin, do you have any thoughts about that? Justin?
Oh, you said my name?
No, I said I said Phyllis.
Kelly's right. I love it.
Are you all right? Okay, everything's right in your mind right now? You're here with us? Because yesterday, when we were doing the ghost stories for Halloween in July, my man was zoning out during the ghost stories. He didn't know what was going on. Okay. Wow. So happy Disability Pride Month, everybody. Hopefully everybody's proud to be disabled. But Mo, you know, I'm with you on being ignorant on some of that because there's so many awareness months and days now. There's like, who can keep up? October is full of them. It's like Breast Cancer Month, this month, that month, that. I think that's like the most crowded month is October. It's like it's everything month. How could that be? There's not enough months to go. We're going to need more months after a while. They're going to just be, we're going to need like 15 months in the year just for the freaking, just to celebrate things and be aware of things. I remember when we did the, oh my God. Remember, Mo, when we did White Cane Day in school?
And they
White Cane Day, they paraded us around with the canes. And we don't even use canes, me and Mo. But they paraded us around from the disability school. And they made us, you know, walk around the neighborhood with big signs. I'm proud to be blind.
Oh my
God. Proud to be blind. Hey, it's okay. Hey, it's okay to be blind. Yay! And then freaking cars are driving by. And we're like,
I never thought we were gonna talk about this out loud. I thought that was something that we were all just gonna die with.
No, nope.
since we talking about it, that was a real thing. And we were going the parkway, you know, and we would just walk, like he said, with these things in our hair. And then we'll get some people from the community. You know what was lit, though? When the Catholic girls next door from
Saint
us
Catherine's,
went with us that one year.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
I remember we played basketball with them. I don't remember
that. There was like Miss Bridges' daughter and a few kids from her school.
Uh-huh. I don't remember that at all. I don't remember that. But I remember just being like, do we need to do this? Like, this is so annoying.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, did they make you do it?
Oh, yeah. They had no choice unless you were out.
Yeah, no choice.
But it beats being in class. I'll tell you that right now. Even though I didn't do anything. Yeah, like,
they did like bake sales and shit like that and blah, blah, blah.
But I was like, do I have to be a part of this conglomerate?
And how many years was it? Every year?
Oh, my God.
Every year. Some reason, I don't think I did it every year. I think I maybe eventually got wind of when it was going to be, and I just didn't show up. But I remember a few years just being like, oh, my God.
Yeah, one of those years we spent on Xbox all day, and we skipped it.
Oh, perfect. See, don't even remember that, but I can imagine that. That sounds like a better day. We weren't down with that. Now, Mo, I just want your comment on this before we get to the heavy stuff. Did you hear about the thing? We're not going to say the name of our friend, but did you heard about the rumor going around about us? Speaking of pride,
that we were
gay for each other and we were fucking each other.
We're fucking each other.
Apparently,
in the woods or the forest,
the woods. AJ called it the woods. Yeah.
Okay.
So how do you feel that now? If you didn't listen to the episode, you got to go listen to the episode. She thinks I'm gay, but my friend called me about a rumor that we were gay that my friend told her as a joke. She believed it, came to me, and I told her straight, like, it's not true. She did not believe it. A friend that I knew since I was like 15, okay, does not believe it. Now she thinks that me and Mo are either, at least bi. So how do you feel about this?
I mean, I really want to know what about us that made her trigger and just would not switch thoughts.
Right.
When she said no. Like, what does she really think about us?
She must have thought it from the beginning.
You know, like, what do you think? We were just like secret. Like, does she have like a fan story about us or something? Like, she is way too invested.
Oh, you mean does she have like a, what do you call it? Like one of those. What do you call those fan fictions? No, yeah, oh God, Gritty knows best fan fictions of us fucking. God. Oh Lord. Let's not.
But she's out here creating those images and she would not let it go. So I mean, yeah. I mean, I think she's a little homophobic.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Throwing it out there. I mean, hey, could be. Listen, shout out to her. Love her, but yeah. she ain't buying it. She ain't buying the straightness. She ain't buying it up more. Wow.
She's not.
Go listen to the episode like, so you can get the full story.
Be proud.
Like, that's what I told him. Proud. Like, you don't think that I would tell you by now?
Like, if I was gay, I'm just going to be proud and gay. Like, what do I have to worry about?
And I'm telling her, you already knew me. You already knew a lot of things about me. So you know that I wouldn't be gay. So I would at least be bi in this situation, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't believe that I would tell you that I'm bi? Ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Anyway.
Plus we gained the biggest army in the world. Let's go.
LGBTQ army? LGBTQ plus?
LGBTQ, yeah.
Maybe. Let's see. I don't know.
Big army.
Maybe from the rumor. We'll just gain it from the rumor. Let's not even discredit. Go. They bring it up. We won't even say anything. I plead the fifth.
It is what it is.
So listen.
Support us. Let's go.
We're going to get into it now. It's about to get crazy. We're going to find out where Mo's been, and it hasn't been fucking in the woods. Well, maybe he has, but you got it. Maybe him and Jay have been, but not me and him. Yeah.
Not yet. That's on a bucket list.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Mine's in the cemetery, so yours is in the forest.
He didn't do that episode, so now we know.
Now we know one thing on your bucket list is you fucking in the forest. So let's get to the eye first, because that's probably the shortest thing. So you were doing some things because of the apartment from hell, which led you to an injury. Would you like to get into that?
Yeah, so let me tell you the fucking full story. I have a thing where I get, when I get like in my zone, I need to listen to music. And it was like a good...
Why are you laughing at him, Justin?
Don't tell me.
What song?
I want to hear what song he's. I want to hear what's on his mind.
It's Jason Derulo.
Oh, when he was at my house and he listened. Did not stop listening to that song. My man listened to that song 40 times in a row.
There's some songs that just do that to me, and when it does it to me, I'm just like, it just puts me all the way on top of the world.
Okay.
So, So I just had this moment where I just needed to find a space that was quiet and with AC and just like I can listen to music. So I went in the back to my girlfriend's mom's room to just to fucking relax, get silence. And so like what I didn't know, there was a shelf on the right of me. So, you know, I had the music in, you know, started moving a little bit, moving my body. And what I didn't know while I was standing there, that it was a shelf and I hit my face right on the side of the shelf.
You hit your face on this. You hit your eye on the shelf.
Well, no, not the eye. Well, yes, the eye in terms of, under it. And I scratched the skin because at first I just thought about the skin. Uh-huh. I remember the skin being the most annoying part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happened.
And that caused you to be blind for how many days?
That's 2 weeks. 2 weeks?
2 weeks? I thought it was only like 5 days.
No.
Wow. So how were those 2 weeks for you?
It was honestly just chaotic. Fucking chaotic inside my head.
What could you do? You couldn't look at your phone. You couldn't look at. So right. How did you stay occupied?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's so funny because when I said chaotic, but really what I meant by chaotic was not my thoughts, but like just the emotions that came along with it. And then all I really had was like my thoughts, and then like just that's all I had. Like all I had was like I trying my best to be positive, stay in a good mind frame, finding new ways to entertain myself, things like that.
You said that very Jamaican. You said it like a Jamaican. You sounded very Jamaican when you said that.
He
said tings. I gotta get tings.
I guess the Trinidadian.
That's what they say. Yeah, the Trinidadian came out. So what tings did you do to keep occupied and to quell your mind's racingness?
Honestly, so because it was also like, you know, where we're at right now, it's a lot of loudness. So, you know, just like how it was back in the day for us, right? So, you know this so well, Gritty. And people who've been in the show long and watched and listened to the show long enough know.
Oh, like being in a chaotic house?
Yeah. With kids.
Oh, yeah. So you had that to deal with on top of that. You were blind.
You needed
to be occupied, and then you had a lot of noise going on around you, annoying you probably.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Right. So a lot of what I did was I just thought about what I like. I said to me when I had these negative reactions, what I did was I looked at those negative reactions and I just really try to focus on how I needed to like change in a lot of my behaviors and stuff like that. It just really just put me in a place of constant self-reflection, because it was like people that know during COVID, rough times, so like I didn't want to go back there. I didn't feel like my life was fucked up that much that I can go right back to that negative mindset, and I knew I was in a better place. Even though this bad thing happened to me, I was like, didn't feel like the world was ending type of shit, and I didn't want it to feel like that. Okay. So a lot of it was just, you know, walking. I actually did try to walk, or I just like asked somebody like, yo, let's go for a walk, even though I can't see. I know that sounds like crazy to some people,
you still
but
got
like,
legs.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not that crazy.
But you know what I'm saying? But some people are like that wise walking. You should walk. But yeah, like when you can't see, for those who don't have a disability, a visual disability, like when you can't see and it's something like that, you're like so, you have minimum vision, and something that you're so, you're grateful to have gets taken away or decreased in a certain type of way. You really just like, it's easy to go, boom, I'm done. Fuck
it.
Give up.
Place, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So for me, it was like, I was really just, I knew that I could fucking be in a positive zone. So I was like, I'm going to be in a positive zone. So I just did that. Wow. Like I took walks, you know what I'm saying? I would think more, try to like do a lot of positive reflection. And I just was like, just even paying attention to how, you know, how I interacted with people and my energy and being really constant about it. It was really just like more in my head, a good thing. So even right now, like my vision is blurry again, out of nowhere. I think it was just because like the sun or whatever the case may be, but it's like, it's not that hard.
So you use it as a time to observe your thoughts and better yourself mentally. Very good.
Exactly.
So as of right now, you said you got some vision, but it's a little blurry from time to time.
Right. Well, my vision got really good for like the last 2 weeks already. And then 2 days ago, my vision got like blurry all over again. I don't know why I didn't injure myself. I think it was a light thing. I think it's light sensitive now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what it is. But I'm just having faith that it's going to go back to normal.
Were you worried that it wasn't going to come back?
Yo, yes. Yes, you know, because at the end of the day, like I started realizing like what I really, why I care about seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, so like why having vision matters to me more than, you know, more than it is. And it's just like when you're not having it and, you know, you sit back and you're like, yo, you start to realize what things really, you really care about. And that's what it was for me. Like, oh, I care about podcasting. I care about looking at my girl. I care about walking and seeing nature. I care about watching kids. And like, I care about all these things. And it's like, you just fucking fall back and really observe how you react to in the world. Because everything is taken away from you. Feel me?
You feel like you're more grateful now that it's back? Yeah. It's returned?
Yeah, it's definitely more grateful. Yeah, definitely.
All come back in one day, or did it gradually come back?
It just came back. Okay. But like, it just like when it finally came back, it was just like, it was so slow.
Finally.
Yeah, it was like finally, like But like, it was like, you know, it's getting better, but you just gotta wait for it to get better. So
at least you got that little insight, like, oh, it's coming back.
Yeah, little by little. It's hard to tell because
you got that hope.
Yeah, yeah. You that's all it is. It's like giving you hope, little by little, little. It's just not instantaneously. So all I think about all that time, all I was thinking about was like, you know, taking that time, thinking about podcasting. Like all I did was like, I want to go back to podcasting. I want to do YouTube. Like it just it makes you know what I'm saying. Like I wish people get. I don't wish bad nothing crazy, but I wish people do get to experience at least once in their life and. You know, a moment where everything is taken away from them and they have to just like
an eye opening experience.
Yeah,
no like pun intended. An eye opening experience. Like that. Well, it's good that you didn't spiral. It was definitely, it could have been, a, it was a test for you. What, you know, a test you put on yourself, exactly. I guess. And you saw it as a test. I you know, I see things like that in life. If something bad happens, like, okay, well, then this is time for me to do X, Y, and Z, you know, while this is going on to keep my momentum going or to keep my faith up or my strength up, you know, to keep positive. So I'm very glad that you decided to take that route. And because it's very easy if you lose your vision to just spiral into just horrible depression, you know? Especially if you don't know, if when it's coming back. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to you, man. I'm glad.
Yeah, glad you're feeling better.
But that's not all. That's what happened to you? What, a bat flew in your house? Well, it's always something with you. What happened to you?
I'm up there making noise.
What?
Babe.
I can't drop something.
You just throw chips at her?
Yeah.
You just threw chips at your woman?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's what you got your vision back for? To aim at your woman's head with some chips?
No, I need help.
You needed help? You didn't pass it to her like a gentleman?
No, I'm further from her. So
Oh, here you go. Oh,
she wasn't close.
You gonna break the rule today, eating on the show? Well, it wouldn't be the first time. This freaking
it's just
guy.
Chips.
It's eating. It doesn't matter what it is.
You're gonna be crunching.
Yeah, you're gonna be. Oh, you about to tell a story right now? So listen to this. That whole incident with his eye happened because. He got an apartment, and it did not go the way he planned. So why don't you get into that?
All right, so first of all, I didn't, yo.
What happened?
No, it's just like, I had an image of how I wanted to begin. No,
this is hard to talk about. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then when I started talking about it, I was like,
I can lead it in for you. I can lead you in.
Basically, me and my girlfriend and her sister.
The lovely Jasmine. People know her. The lovely Jasmine.
and my sister, her sister, who I also call sister. The lovely Boots.
Boots.
You know, we was all moving into an apartment on the west side of Utica. I don't care anymore.
Utica. So, niggas,
I don't know my addy right now anyway. So, so we found this apartment and the landlords were, you know, and this is what really gets me tight is because I really, especially with my, when you're African American, black, whatever you want to call us, whatever you want to refer to yourself as, when you're dark skinned, ebony brother and sister, like when you see young people and you do business with your people, you hope that there's a, for me personally, I always try to see them as a positive because, you know, you got everybody else talking negative about your own people. So I always look at my own people like, you know, they could, they say they can do this job, they can do this job. And so we found this apartment, we did like it. I had like little fixery up stuff, but like it was not hard, nothing crazy. What was interesting, after a while, we moved in early. We paid a friend of mine, brother, Aaron. I've told Aaron's name before in the show. So yeah, Aaron, his brother helped us out. Shout out to you, bro. He helped us out, moved out all our shit in there. And this is crazy because, so mind you, the apartment, you know, hello? Yeah?
We're here. All right.
Yeah, so the apartment is carpeted. So we got in there, we moved all the stuff in. It was like around getting like past midnight. Everybody's like ready to go to sleep. We pulled down the mattress. Boom, right? Yo, great story, right? Like, oh my God, you just got into an apartment. Congratulations. Boom, boom, boom. Right? So I'm tired. Lay in the bed. Pass out. Wake up. I'm waking up to the, okay, what's happening now? You know, I hear my girl, I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, what's wrong? She's like, get up. I'm like, oh. I roll off the bed. I'm chilling. I'm like, yo, what's up? I'm like tipsy off of just fucking needing sleep. And then she's like, don't freak out. I'm like, in my head, I'm fucking like this. Fuck you. You're already freaking out. What? So she goes, boom. Shows me this picture. I'm like, what is this? She's like, what does that look like? Is that a bed bug? I'm like, oh. Fuck. So I'm choosing right there in the moment. I'm like, yo, fuck. I can react like her because I really want to be like, oh, fuck. Like, I want to scream like a bitch right now, too, because I hate those motherfuckers. But I can't. So I'm like trying to be a man in this moment, like, all right, I'm gonna stay calm, but not in reality. I'm screaming, I'm still, whatever. So I'm like, fuck. She's like, I'm thinking that we gotta get out. She's already saying all the words in my head. I'm saying we gotta get out. She's saying it out loud. And so basically that led into, let me fast forward. We left the spot. We went somewhere else. And we had this, four or five days later, we had this inspector,
yeah,
you know, come in, because I told the landlord, like, yo, I don't know, but like, we moved in, we saw the next day, this might be a house problem. You got to get the inspector to look at the whole entire house. So he does that. And this is crazy. I'm gonna give you out a crazy shit first, because the upstairs lady has a crazy audacity. She got like 5 kids, single mother. She's living up in this shit, and she tells the guy that, yeah, she's only seen like two of them before.
What? And she didn't say nothing?
She never said nothing.
Wow. Yeah.
She didn't say nothing to the landlord.
Now yep. You know you're retarded.
Right. Good, y'all still here with it.
Now you know you're retarded.
So now, thank you. So that's already wild to me. I'm like, yo, so this woman is crazy. We're not going to be here. So the guy gives the landlord the price. He says $3,000. The landlord says, I don't have the money to do that. So we're like, all right, well, we need time to move our stuff out the house and to this apartment, like to the another location for the meanwhile. So we do that, you know what I'm saying? Whoo, yeah. So we move the stuff over. A few weeks later, we come in. We decide, we're like, look, we're leaving. We're not staying. Sis, shout out to her. She tried her best to like get that stuff, see what she can do. But once we realized, you know, it was the whole house for me. I didn't even have to say anything to Jay, to Jasmine. Like, she was so perfectly executing everything. Like, I didn't say nothing. She was like, nope, not dealing with it. Oh, shit.
Well, what you're saying is that the whole, you found out, because Boost tried to exterminate herself, that it was full of bed bugs. Not just a little bit.
Once we found, like, she, while she stayed there, a little longer, you know, because she, I think it hit her, you know, in different ways. And I had to take time to really see it from her perspective. But she's the type of woman that doesn't give up, and she puts her fucking all into it, and she's stubborn. But like, if she feels like she could do something, she could do it. You know, when you have good personalities like that, you can run into walls, and sometimes it's good. It's a good shit. But like, she really did have love into that, and she really had the image of like.
Right, she tried to take them out. She tried to take them all out, but it was too much. It was too many. They were in the walls, right? They were like coming through the walls.
Yep, they was in the walls.
And not only that, the walls. Then she found
come out the wall.
Then she found mice roaches. And roaches.
Yep.
So it was That's it was a, it was yep. It was a no deal. That was it. You had to go.
I would have been out.
Yep.
Are you gonna eat the chips?
Yep.
Guys just sitting there
it
eating
got intense,
chips.
Bro. I needed something because it was just so real for me.
It's so.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's so big. Going
Yep.
Yeah, you tried to get him out, or you, the sister yeah. tried to get him out, but it was too much. And then once you get the mice and the roaches in there, like, oh,
come
my God.
And
forget
shit
about
was
it.
Broken in the house, too, right?
Now you, oh, stuff was, yeah, stuff was, there was holes in the walls and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there was. There was holes in the walls. Like some, yeah, because, yes, it was a shower. The guy that they yeah. paid to fix the shower, and this is crazy because he was a black man, and he was all into God, and this guy did a horrible job, like, fucking goodness. He fucking like put the shower head up facing up towards the ceiling, which is a horrible idea. Like it has to be leveled at a certain way because you don't want the water to come out and hit the ceiling. Uh-huh. Like, that's how you get mold, dumbass. Yeah. So he did little stupid things like that. He messed up. He didn't place the shower stuff in. So the people had to pay somebody to come in. Shout out to the Spanish brothers out here. They had to pay. Yo, black men. Don't be embarrassing us no more like this. Don't do this shit. The Spanish guys had to come in and fix this dude's fucking mess up. So that shit was all wild. And then the sink had some issues. So they had to fix the power in the sink and shit like that. But like all those stuff was like doable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
But once you got the bug, that's it.
Yeah, right. So that's doable. That was money and shit coming out of the landlord. They were paying. They understood why they needed to pay that. But like, that bugs was just a no-no.
So you sent me some audio. You sent me some audio that I can't play on the show because it was some problems with it. But you had an issue with the landlord,
there?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You had some, not on your end. It was just something that we couldn't use it. But so you had some issues with the landlord because now this is what I gathered from the audio. So you let me know if this is how it went down. From the sound of the audio was that he was going to charge you for 30 days after you had told him that you were gonna leave, right? And you guys were arguing about that?
So the argument was basically about he wanted to charge us for $30 for every day we kept stuff into the apartment.
Uh-huh.
Right? So now my problem with that was like, yo, you're trying to get money out of us even as we're trying to leave your home, right? And this was some scummy stuff, and I'm really just disappointed because like this is you know I'm sure everybody struggled during COVID and everything else like that, but this is a scummy shit. This is not going to change me from interacting with my other men in positive ways, but I'm definitely gonna like be a little bit harsher to any future guys. So anybody that sees this is why.
He was trying to charge you for 30 days because you stayed. Do you still
$30
a day for every time
you
still had your stuff in there.
And yes, so we did two extra days because, you know, somebody else was helping us move the stuff from one location to another location.
No, I always give you a week.
So what happened was is that we moved out on like 2 days before this is what was last month again? June?
Yeah, June.
So yeah, so the previous month before June, we had 2 days into like 2 to 3 days into June, but we moved in a day early and then we left early. We didn't even stay a full month, and I explained to him like we didn't decide that we weren't gonna live in this apartment until like 2 weeks into the month. So we had you gave us a month to move out. Technically, we found the issue out in the beginning of the month. You gave us 2 weeks to decide if we were gonna stay, and that was after we did the inspection and we wanted to see how bad the situation was, if it was fixable or not. Then Then after 2 weeks after that, we decided we're not going to stay there because it was more problems fix-ups. Now you want to charge us for these extra days. Like, this is not, you know, this is you being extra. And that's why I was, you probably heard me say, yo, be human. Like, at the end of the day, this is not, no one said this was going to happen. You were saying that you didn't know that this happened, that you had this problem in this house. We didn't know. So there should be no charge.
And this was in the middle of the month?
This is towards the end. No, we decided that we were leaving the house in the middle of the month.
Okay.
But then we left. We're leaving in the beginning of this month, July.
Okay. So you still have your stuff there?
No, it's gone.
Oh, it's all gone? Okay.
I said we needed the 2 days.
Okay. All you wanted was 2 days?
Yeah, we just needed the 2 days. And then he was like, oh, we're going to charge you. I'm going to charge you $30 for each day.
Oh, wow. He couldn't just give you the freaking the 2 days? So he was trying to rush to, like, probably rent it out again?
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Because he wasn't going to exterminate it. He already said it. He said, I'm not going to pay to get it exterminated.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's going to basically just rent it out right after you guys leave.
I feel sorry for the next people. Oh,
my God.
Now you know you're retarded.
Wow. Yeah. That's some
crazy
stuff.
Crazy stuff. I mean, the name of this episode should just be a picture and the address
of the house.
Yeah.
So you know not to go there. That's crazy, man.
Make sure people don't ever go there.
So how much stuff did you have to throw? Did you have to throw away a lot of stuff? Like the furniture and stuff?
Yeah, and there was a few stuff. I mean, the girls had to throw out more than I did. But it was stuff. Made it be throw out.
Wow.
I can't remember everything off the top of my head. I kind of am like one of those people, like, I had to just, it's nothing I could do, right? So.
And in the middle of this, Jay had an injury. Right out of the middle of like all
no,
this.
That, yeah, but, that was earlier. Oh, yeah. That, no, she was. Oh, yeah. You're saying.
In the middle of like all this chaos.
All of this stuff. Yeah. The injury did happen.
And you, I was talking to you like right when this happened. You're like, yeah, Jay got a concussion. I'm like, she got like a real concussion? Or you mean like she just hit her head real bad? She got a legit concussion.
She got a legit concussion.
Does Jay want to tell us what happened or is she around?
She's not camera ready.
Okay, I got you. So what happened, basically?
For her side, she really, you know, she took her time. I think she's much better. She hasn't been saying much about it. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
You don't want to talk about it? We don't got to talk about it.
No, I don't. That's not what I said. I'm saying she hasn't talked about it very much in terms of, like, pain or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
So, trust me, she would definitely say something if she was in pain.
Okay. But I was saying, I was telling you to tell us what happened. Like, what?
Yeah, he
what,
how it happened.
Oh,
like
you
how
know
it
what
happened.
Happened.
Yeah, how it happened.
Old. My bad.
My man's blazed.
They were moving. Her sister was moving stuff in the middle of the night. And they were trying to throw some shit away. And I guess a buckle. She bent down. The thing is one of those.
The dolly.
The dollies are tall dollies, but these are the ones that you will find in like fucking grocery stores and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. One of those tall dollies.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a heavy duty one. And she went down and she had her head down. She had her head down. And I guess whatever her sister was doing or she was doing, how they was helping each other, it popped her right in the fucking head.
Like it fell down on top of her.
Yeah, I believe
so.
Oh
my God. Yeah, when you told me about the dolly, I'm like, that couldn't have been no regular dolly to give you a concussion. That must have been like some heavy duty one from like a store, like you said.
That's what I thought. When she first told me, I was like, I kind of downplayed it in my head too. I was like, damn, what type of dolly was this?
Yeah, like,
I did not.
I was like a concussion from a dolly.
Yeah, right.
Like I thought it was like a wooden dolly because I didn't see it. Something like that, but like when I saw this bitch, I was like, oh, this is the shit they have in grocery stores. Like, wow.
In the middle of all this chaos, like in the middle of the night, you're throwing stuff away and you get a freaking concussion. I felt so bad.
Now, does she remember it?
Yeah, she remembered it. She didn't get knocked out.
Hold on.
Well, you weren't there though, right? You weren't even there to like help her out.
No.
That's like even the worst part. You were doing, I forgot where you were. You guys were separated for some reason. So you weren't even there. Oh no! Did you go to the hospital with her?
Yeah, I did go to the
hospital.
Yeah,
you did go to the hospital. How long was that? Like 6-7 hours? God, yeah, I can imagine.
It wasn't as long as me being in the hospital, but it was definitely long.
And then they just told a bit. There's really nothing you could do for that, right? You just tell you, like, just stay home and take it easy.
Gave her medication. Yeah, did the x-rays and everything else like that.
They give you, what do they give you for a concussion? Like headache medication? Just like heavy duty headache?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think there's much you could do to, like, for it. You could just, you have to just heal.
You gotta heal by yourself.
Yeah, you just gotta heal. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, she's, it's her first one, so.
I was gonna say, yeah, she don't gotta worry about no CTE. She can't, don't keep getting them. Then you're gonna have to worry about it later on.
Stay away from him.
Yeah, don't work that dolly anymore. You gotta toss that. We don't need you getting that CTE when you get older.
She's not allowed to touch fucking machinery of no kind.
That's it? She's banned?
She's banned.
Wow.
You will never see my woman near any machineries, dollies. God. Fucking pickup trucks. Nope.
Nope, not going to be moving. She ain't moving none of the stuff after that. Huh?
Nothing.
That was her last day of moving.
Nothing.
Well, how are you guys feeling now? It's been a couple of weeks.
I feel great.
You look like you feel great. My man's eating chips.
Yeah, my man
looks relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So you and Jay are fine. And what do you guys plan for the like the next apartment? You guys, what's the deal with that?
We're doing some few steps right now, trying to get a car, and then we're getting a car. I'm not gonna. We are. I don't believe it.
Mm-mm. What if you guys get a trailer? Because then you could drive it around and live in it.
Yeah.
Just get a trailer. How would that be?
No, thank you.
You would not like that.
I don't like that.
Best of both worlds.
You actually really feel makes me
drive down to the city.
Yeah, you can drive down to New York. You can take me down. You can go on vacation. You'll see the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
I feel really insulted right now.
Why would you feel insulted? People are doing it. It's a thing.
I'm sure.
Go on road trips, podcasting there. Have the crows on the top flying. The crows will protect you on the road. They'll fly around the bus.
Yeah. I don't like this idea.
Oh, listen.
I don't want a trailer to live in. I want a trailer to just journey in.
You want to just have one to journey. That's it.
No, I don't want to live in a trailer.
Okay. So, but you guys are taking steps to go somewhere else.
Yeah, we're going to come live with you and Justin.
Y'all come live with me. I'll probably give you about a week. I'll let y'all stay for a week. You're not living with you. How long are you going to give him, Justin?
I'll give him maybe 2 days. a little crowded right now.
So you guys got like 9 days right now. You guys bought yourself 9 days. 2 days with Justin, 7 days with me.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be okay.
We'll just go to Justin's house first.
You could go to Dre's house.
Oh, yeah. Dre got a great... Yeah, you could do your laundry there. They got a great house in Jersey.
That's true.
Well, we are glad that everything's okay with you. I know the people were worried out there. They said, the crow went blind? How could that be? What happened? Yeah. Did a rival gang of crows peck his eyes out? How could that have happened? So
first of all, there's no gang.
Maybe it was maybe the Eagles came. The crows versus the Eagles.
The Eagles.
The crows versus the Ravens.
The crows and the Hawks.
Yeah, the crows. They peck your eyes off. People were concerned. People were worried. We didn't hear from you. They missed your presence.
Yep.
But now you made it in the tail end of the season. How do you feel right now that we are almost at 100th episode? You were here from the beginning. How do you feel that we've come this far?
Yo, besides all the cheese doodles on my face. Right.
What would you like to say?
We're going to have to end because my girl's going to start sleeping. She's already knocking out.
Oh, boy.
I feel great. I'm so happy to know that we got this far. We did awesome. And we're always constantly changing. And we're going to keep changing with the game. And that's all we're going to do. And we're just going to get better and better.
We're going to keep evolving.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm going to just become a bigger crow.
That's it.
Right now. So, you know,
the crow army is building. You have an army of crow followers. Following the cult of crow.
called To Crow. So, you know, I'm just proud of everybody, everything we've done together. Like, I love the fact that we got to, I got to listen to something so ignorant from me last year.
So funny.
I'm looking forward to being, you know, y'all catching me in some more dumbass moments. So let's
go. This show is full of ignorance from all of us. So don't, you're not alone. Everybody is pretty much ignorant here.
And it's raw. It's all raw.
It's raw. It's real. It's great. Before we go, I picked two stories. Well, I had two stories in my mind that we were going to talk about last week or maybe on the Halloween. I said, no, I got to do this when the crow. I got to do this when the crow is here. Did you guys hear about the woman in the funeral home in Colorado that got arrested for selling the body parts of people?
No, that sounds dope.
Yeah, man. I heard. I was like, that's a new story that we're definitely going to talk about. So this woman, Megan Hess, was actually doing this for 8 years. All right. Since 2000, from 2010 to 2018 is when they caught her. And now she's she got a plea deal right now. And she's going to get sentenced in January for mail fraud and aiding and abetting. The aiding and abetting is there because her mother and her father were also in on this whole thing. They were taking the bodies back and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll give you, you know, we'll do the ashes, we'll do this and that. They took the bodies back, took the power saw, cut the leg off, cut the head off. And she was selling them to like science, like people that were trying to use it for science or people that were trying to use it for whatever purposes they had. So she was making $40,000 a month off this for 8 years. Okay. Here's the menu. Here's the menu. You wanted a torso? Only $1,000 for a torso. We could have got some good Halloween decorations out of this. I didn't know about this when Megan was out here balling with this. Right? Now, if you wanted a pelvis with some upper legs, only $1,200. That's it.
It's not bad.
Nothing crazy. Hey, listen. Wow. Listen to this. You want a dome? $500 for a dome.
That's it?
For a head.
That's it?
We could have got like three of them.
Head?
Boom, put them in the background.
$500 for head.
Oh, my God. And if you want a knee, Justin, your knee's been acting up. Justin was just telling me yesterday he needs a knee replacement. Hey, $250. That's it. That's only 250 bones. Justin gets a knee. Wow. But sadly, Megan got caught. I guess the FBI was on her trail for a couple of years, and they said, like, you know, they were watching her, and it started becoming, she was doing so well that they were just like, yo, we got it. They raided it. They shut her down. And now, as I said, sentencing is in January.
So is she arrested for the fraud or the body part stuff?
That's interesting you say that. I mean, from what I read in the article, it just says mail fraud and aiding and abetting. So I don't understand, like, I guess it's, not really.
But how was she
going to
count that on her taxes? Like, right? Like, maybe the business that she had, it sounds like a great business if she was doing it for science and only science.
But here's the thing. The people didn't know. Like, the people that she was doing this for, like, if Justin would go to, you know, like, put somebody in there that he loved, whatever, he would just think they're going to get cremated. So what she was doing was, I forgot to say this, my bad. So what she would do is she'd be like, all right, I'm going to cremate your grandmother, $1,000. She would go in the back, chop her up, sell the dome, sell the knee. And then she would be like, here's your grandmother in the urn. But it would be sand, concrete, cigarette ashes, batteries, wires.
Yo, she didn't even have to, like, she didn't even have, you know what's crazy about this? This woman, if she was trying to get the urn and all that stuff like that, people don't know how much fucking it's inside of an urn when it comes to ashes. Right? You could have just like cut off a part of a body or use like other material, like other, you could use a dead dog or whatever, right? And then
people became suspicious, right?
To do these things. I'm saying, why not think it through?
Well, people became suspicious. I mean, listen, honestly, she got the right idea because who's getting it tested? But somehow, I think one of her assistants or something started waving flags and was like, yo, like something's up here. So somehow they got, people started getting them tested, the ashes tested.
Yeah, somebody spilled the beans.
Yeah, I think it was the assistant. There was a whole news story about it. So they started getting the ashes tested, and that's how they found out that it was like that. But listen, I got Hennessy's ashes over here. I don't know. That could be sand, yeah, for all I know.
I got Boar's ashes.
Yeah, we don't know what it is. So, I mean, I don't fault her for using sand or anything. It was a good idea. It's just that she got caught.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. People thought they were getting their loved ones. And they were getting sand.
That's crazy.
And they were selling the bodies.
I thought a little bit further.
So that's why she's in big trouble. Because people really thought they was getting their loved ones. And she was getting sold. People were like, you know, very outraged about this. Rightfully so. So there you go. The mom and the dad have... I don't know if the dad's getting sentenced. They didn't talk about him. But definitely the mom is due to be sentenced. Or she's up for the plea deal, I think, in July. So that's this month. So that's it. There's Megan Hess, the side hustle queen. I mean,
the
wow.
Hess family.
Yeah, the Hess family's out here with the side hustle.
Yeah.
I mean, what a scheme. You can't... Right. I mean, well, that's pretty ingenious.
Yeah, if people are not going to fucking...
Yeah, who would have thought? Know. I guess the assistant snitched somebody, so boom. Yeah. There you go with that one. Finally,
yep.
This one's been going around for a while. This is not really a news story, but it's a video of a kid who a lot of people may have seen this. Some of us may have not. A kid who is being filmed by his teacher, and he is expressing what he would like to be when he grows up.
Oh, I said to see you.
What do you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up?
A murderer, because I like killing. My brain tells me if I like killing or not. I like killing because when I first watched my grown-up killing show, myself started to like killing, and then my brain started to like tell me what to do with killing it. So
okay.
I like murders and I like killing in my life. I'm gonna kill everybody in the world except of my family because they just didn't do anything to me. I just like killing. So
just any type of person, it doesn't matter. What about me?
Yeah.
Even me?
No, not even my teachers either.
Okay, because I'm the first person that you told this, am I? Yeah.
So, I just like killing.
So, what are you going to be again when you grow up?
A murderer.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Very, very, very innocent. Bye. After, like, oh, I'm going to chop a couple heads off. Bye.
That was crazy. Bye. I saw it on TikTok. That's
my question is, to the best of my knowledge, Mo doesn't have any children. But I'm going to ask you this right now on the air. We want an honest answer. Do you have a young boy that nobody knows about around the age of 7 years old that you would like to claim now? Because that,
now you know,
that is the crow baby right there. Are you...
Well, the only thing I felt connected to that kid about was I was like, yeah, I've said stuff like that as a kid.
Well, we know you've engaged in attempted murder before.
And
so.
and on top of all of that, like, there's kids, like, I've worked with kids who will say stuff like that knowing that it's going to get there, it's going to, like, be on the internet or be, like, kids are really smart. Like, kids will do stuff like that on camera just to piss adults off. I know kids like that. So, I mean, it was, like, between those two things for me, I was like, oh, you know, I've said shit like that as a kid. I used to be like, I just want to kill everybody. You know,
we can
so I used to tell everybody that. Like, I want to kill you.
And you probably did want to, and you tried to kill one of our friends. So, I mean, yeah, it came to fruition. Do you think that this child, Eddie. I'm sure you did want to kill, we wanted to kill each other like a few times.
Yeah.
That didn't happen, we wouldn't have the show. Do you think this child really wants to be a murderer? Or are you saying that he's doing this for attention?
It could be a mixture, and if he really does become a murderer when he grows up, then that would be an interesting experiment.
Right?
Yeah. I can go back to his video.
Like, literally, like, I would kind of just want to watch the kid grow up now.
It's very creepy, and then they're like, oh, just bye. Like, yeah, I want to kill people. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Like, okay, like, he's probably going to go stab somebody, and he's going to go hang somebody
because
from the monkey bars.
Because if he grows up and he really does become killer, right, then it really just showed, then we have to, like, he literally just said, hey, I be watching all these killing shows, and I just like the way it looks. It looks dope. Like, and if a kid really grew up, like, with that frame of mind, then maybe we need to look at our TV shows and be like, are we a little bit pushing this killing thing and murder stuff a little bit too hard?
Hey, don't take away my killing. You know? Don't take away my movies now. Don't be taking away Halloween. Nothing like that.
Who knows?
Don't be taking that away. Nah. Justin, what did you think? You saw this first. What did you think about this?
Yeah, I saw it too. That's crazy.
It's wild, right?
It is.
I think that...
I like the teacher. She's like, are you going to kill me? He's like, no.
Nah.
But
like
he's really thinking, you damn right.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to slit your freaking throat. I think that we need a paternity test. I think we need a paternity test. We're going to do it next season. We're going to get this child's mother. We're going to get him on the show. Justin, you love Maury and all those shows, so you're going to be the host. We're going to get the lie detector, the paternity test. Mo, you are the father!
Yay! Hey, why are you assuming that this poor black boy don't have a father in his life?
First of all, he's not black. I think he's like Spanish or something. Yeah. We're saying he's your kid because you're the freaking murderer.
Yeah.
We're not saying it's because he's not black.
We didn't say he didn't.
Well, why are you so... A lot of this episode is you talking about race. What is this? Is this like a race episode?
There's no race.
You're like, the black guy did this and the Spanish guy did this and you gotta be... You're cleaning up the Spanish guy cleaning up the black people's mess and, I mean, we're not talking about race with this. We're talking about you're a killer.
I was giving you good discrimination.
You're like, yo, my black guys, y'all gotta be better than this. Like, it's getting... This is a murder, so this is yours. If this was a progerian...
You said, you know, paternity test and all that. I'm like, wow, y'all just assuming this child doesn't have a father already?
No, we're assuming
you're
the father. If this was a progerian kid, I would say it's Justice Baby. If it was a... Listen, you know what I'm talking about. You don't be trying to twist up my shit right now. It's about to be the end of the show. Go eat your damn chips. We're glad we got you back on. There he is. Everybody look outside. The crows are just flying everywhere in celebration that he has come back. We only got a few more episodes to the season, so you better come back. It's going down. And you know that we are going to be releasing the schedule for the YouTube channel because we are not going to leave you hanging during the break. All right? Only maybe a little bit. Just a little bit. But you're going to go to the YouTube channel during the break and you're going to see some things that we want you to see and that you're going to want to see. So make sure you come here on the 100th episode, 2 episodes from now, to get that schedule. You can find us on the Gritty Knows Best YouTube channel where you can see our beautiful faces. You can see the crow looking like Ray Charles right now. He's very relaxed. Did you say a ghost? Why you saw a ghost in the hotel room? Guy looked around crazy. Find us on the Gritty Knows Best Instagram, Justin Plug Away.
Buddy on YouTube, Justin Submittis. Go to my Instagram, everyone says Submittis 93. Go to my bio, click my link tree for everything.
Crow, you have anything you want to say? Plug?
Nah, I can't even see right now, so it don't even fucking matter.
Okay.
But I love you guys. If you want to really follow me, go to Instagram, Most Great Adventure. You know what it is. I don't post shit up there.
So why would they follow you?
You know, maybe once in a while, but you can always hit me up for a conversation. I'll talk back to you.
Wonderful. Peace and love. See you next time.